Now, you're also going to be premiering a film that you had a hand in with TikTok Studios, Virginia, a movie with Ed Harris and Jennifer Connelly, correct?
That's right, yep, and Emma Roberts and a whole other cast of recognizable people that people may know, and we shot that in West Michigan. So it's really given, you know, will be fun for people to come out and, in addition to seeing the movie, but be able to see faces and places that they recognize from the West Michigan area.
And what's the background on that movie? What's the movie about?
Well, the film is by Dustin Lance Black, who won an Academy Award for writing Milk. And it's a really personal story about, based on his growing up with a disabled mom and a schizophrenic aunt. And he kind of took both of those characters and rolled it into one mom character, which is played by Jennifer Connelly, who's really doing her best with a disability to raise her son alone as a single parent. And in a lot of ways, you know, the son ends up raising the mom. But it's you know, very touching elements, but it also has a lot of comedy in it. It's currently out in select theaters throughout the United States. Waterfront won't be having the West Michigan, or Michigan premiere, actually.
Okay.
So we're thrilled to have that. And we're expecting some people from the film in attendance as well. It's, you know, as I said, it'll be fun to see a lot of locals in it as well, and see how they, what they think of the film that they participated in the shooting.
Now, what year is this for the film festival? I know you've been doing it for quite some time.
Believe it or not, it's the 14th annual.
Okay.
So we started it last century. We started it, so it's been going on for a long time. It was started by a handful of volunteers, and many of those volunteers are still with us today, donating all their time and energy to make the festival go and grow each year. And it really is amazing that you know, it's grown to, last year we had about 15,000 attendees. It's just, especially in these economic times, it's really wonderful to see people keep coming out, keep supporting the festival, and want it to return year after year.
Now, you'd gone out to the West Coast, and what made you decide to return to the Saugatuck area to start a film festival?
Well, you know, I grew up in West Michigan. I absolutely love that area. In the summertime, there's really no better place that I've come across. It's just really, it's a beautiful area, and it has such a strong artistic base. There's so many people there that are interested in the arts. And Saugatuck fit for our needs because we really, you know, I traveled around the world to a whole bunch of different film festivals with films that I had made and got to see, you know, great film festivals, ones that weren't so great. And, you know, and my sisters went and a couple friends went to a lot of those festivals as well, and we thought, you know, this West Michigan could really use something like this, and Saugatuck just seemed like the perfect place for it because it was such a quaint, small town. You know, everything was within walking distance. You know, it had a lot to offer in addition to just screening movies. There was the beach and the boats and the jet skis and all the other things that I think are really important. You know, you look at Sundance Film Festival, and it's grown to be, you know, one of the top film festivals in the world, the top in the United States. And in addition to the movies, they have many other things like skiing and other activities. And I think that's really important that people know that they don't have to come out and just watch movies back to back, but there's a lot of other things to do. And Saugatuck, because of the great fine dining and the galleries and so many other things to do, that we really sort of selected that.
Oh, it's such a great way to show off that town, such a beautiful town.
So, and we've been, but, you know, we look at it also, too, and not even just Saugatuck and Douglas in general. It's really West Michigan, and we and we noticed, you know, when under the film incentives, that a lot of directors were coming in and staying longer than the film festival, coming in a little bit early so that they could tour the rest of West Michigan or parts of Michigan that they for upcoming films that they're going to be shooting. And we've seen a lot of those directors who did come to Waterfront, who had never been to Michigan before, then return and bring some of their projects or scout them later for projects that they were doing to shoot in the state.
What are you seeing happening with the film incentive? Is that going to go back to what it once was, or what's going on?
Well, you know, it's hard to know right now. There's been a lot of changes, but it doesn't seem that it will go back quite to the program that it was under Governor Granholm. You know, I think it's been reinvented. Obviously, there's a lot more infrastructure in Michigan now with Raleigh Studios and a lot of other equipment houses that have come that, you know, I think it's going to be really important to find a way to continue to bring the film industry to the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's provided a lot of jobs and a huge boost to the economy, and I think a lot of those people that either relocated to Michigan or people that came back to Michigan that had, you know, were originally from there to work in the entertainment industry are finding that in the shift in the program has slowed it a bit. So it will be really great to be able to get back to the booming type of industry that we had a few years ago.
Sure, sure. This is Paul Jędrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Hopwood Dupree. Hopwood is a founder of the Waterfront Film Festival coming up June 14th through 17th in Saugatuck. If you want more details, you can go to waterfrontfilm.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Hopwood.
Thank you. See you soon.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay.